37.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Go ahead, compare Free Talk Live's free features to even the paid features of those other talk show websites. I bet you'll find out that our website outdoes even the other talk show's paid features. And it's all free for you at freetalklive.com. Luther joining us here in the studio tonight, and we're going to continue with your phone calls. I think Ty is still with us in Tennessee. Ty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you had called in to ask a fairly important question. You've heard the idea of the concept of a stateless society, the idea of moving away, evolving toward peace, evolving toward consensual interactions between human beings as opposed to this coercive governmental monopoly on violence that we have today, moving toward that. And inevitably, when you come across this idea, if, like you, it feels good to you, if it sounds like a good thing, there will be objections that crop up. You'll ask yourself, and I asked myself the same questions, you are asking yourself about the justice system. Well, what about that? How would disputes be resolved in the absence of a monopoly on violence? Was that essentially your question?
Yes, that sums it up very nicely.
Okay, well, there are definitely different things that we need to look at here. Number one, a lot of things today, a lot of contracts are resolved, disputes with those contracts are resolved outside of the governmental system through arbitration.
Right, and many people choose arbitration because, A, they put it in the contract, and the reason they put it in the contract, that way it's binding, and the reason they put it there is it's significantly faster and significantly less costly than the court system.
And
the
probably system, more accurate at getting a good decision.
By being the default monopoly dispute resolution organization that's out there, has just become overloaded and bloated. And because the lawyers know that if they make it that much more difficult to use, then you'll need to pay more on lawyers to be able to navigate the maze. So they've essentially made the court system nearly inoperable.
Yeah. So if you take a look at most of the contracts, especially with big organizations like a cell phone contract or something like that, you take a look at many contracts and you'll see that in their clauses there's an arbitration provision that says that you agree that you will not take whatever your issues are to the government courts, that that the contract will be arbitrated by the American Arbitration Association. They're probably the most frequently found. I don't know of what the other ones are. I'm sure there's competitors out there. But that already happens in a lot of cases. So the idea would basically be to take arbitration and make it the standard as opposed to having this one-size-fits-all government monopoly. And so when you've got a contract, it's easy to say, okay, well, you've got a contract, so you've already agreed in advance who the arbitrator will be. If there's a dispute, you take it there. The loser ends up paying. That's pretty easy. But what about the stuff where you don't have contracts? What about when somebody damages some property, you don't have a contract with them, there's an assault, whatever, some sort of an interaction between two human beings that was certainly unplanned and uncalled for? How do you deal with that situation? That's where things
get... Or even simultaneous claims against the same property.
Sure, sure. And that's where you get into the issue of having a reputation system being a very important factor here. Because what you want is you want people to be willing to take things to arbitration. You want to have both parties enter into arbitration on a voluntary basis. And when somebody has a reputation that they're looking to uphold, when reputation is very important, and it's important today, it's just that I think they're having a system to track reputation could be very useful, sort of like we have a credit rating system today, but a little more, a little different.
But likely free because, free to access. Imagine how your relations with people would be different if you could take your BlackBerry and you know, while you're talking to them on the phone or interacting with them, real quickly, you know, it whispers in your ear or in some way you can surreptitiously get information, you know, that this person is a, you know, they shirk on their loans, they're a bad person to deal with, they beat their wife, whatever the information you'd be able to find out through a reputation rating that's free, essentially like eBay or some organization like that. Imagine how your interactions would be different.
So the idea would be that you want to get the other person to come to the arbitration to essentially defend themselves voluntarily. And if there were reputation ratings, then they would want to, because they want to keep their reputation good, presuming they didn't do what it is alleged, or that they're willing to make good or whatever. If they're more reasonable, they're more likely to show up to arbitration, and then you both would come to an agreement on which arbitrator you would go to. If you couldn't agree on which arbitrator you'd go to, for instance, if they just thought that you were, you know, you're picking all the wrong arbitrators, they don't agree with what you want to, the company you want to use, they could pick their own arbitrator, you could pick your arbitrator, and then both of the arbitrators would have interlocking agreements, presumably, that would allow them to choose a third arbitrator. So that would triple the cost of the arbitration, but it would allow each person to have the representation that they, the arbitration that they felt would be appropriate.
And in the same way that, you know, now people sort of make judgment calls on other people, if you found out, you know, through their rating or whatever, that a person chose not to go to arbitration on a particular issue, mm-hmm. you likely would assume that that person is guilty of that. And I would assume that the reputation rating companies that would assume the same thing.
That'd be a big dent in their reputation.
Right. So if they choose not to go to, you know, arbitration on, say, a sexual assault or something. Now you're living in a world where, you know, that person's going to be living in a world where nobody's going to want to do business with them on any kind of credits basis. They're not going to want to be alone with that person. They're not going to like that person very much.
Right. And the way for them to fix their reputation, if for instance, you know, they're in a bad spot in life, or for whatever their reason is, they don't go and they don't make good and they don't go to arbitration, then the way to fix their reputation rating would be to go and make good, would be to go back to wherever it is that they screwed up, whoever it is they screwed over, and to come back and to attempt to repair their reputation by doing whatever it takes to make that person whole again. And then they could have a better reputation, and then more people would want to deal with them. So that's kind of a general answer to the question. I don't think we certainly haven't covered all of the possibilities or interactions, but did that generally answer? What else did you want to focus
on? But before you answer, I want to make a caveat to the audience here is, you know, we're talking about a world that maybe you know, the state doesn't exist anymore. I don't know that that world is going to exist in my lifetime. And so, you know, to some extent, this is a fictional conversation about what the world will be like with spaceships and phasers and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know exactly how it'll all play out, but I think these are some legitimate and good ideas.
Yeah, we have to have an idea of what we're moving towards if we want to move towards something like this.
Right.
And so I think it's a very important point to discuss, and that you brought up some good points I hadn't even thought of as far as this reputation agency. But, you know, in our current environment, reputation tends to be considered personal property. So you could sue somebody for damaging your reputation. Well, in my view, you don't own your reputation.
I agree with that. Yep. That's nonsense. I think I consider that to be nonsense, and clearly that would have no place here. Although if someone was somehow impugning your reputation as far as they were filing false claims against you, then that would be fraud, and then they would be at risk for having their reputation harmed as being dishonest.
Exactly. Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. The other subtle aspects of that you wanted to cover?
I'm sorry, were you asking me?
Yeah, well, here. How about this? I got a recommendation for you. Go to book.freekeen.com. And there's a great book from the 1970s, actually. I think it was way ahead of its time.
You're talking about The Market for Liberty?
Yes, sir. Have you read it?
You know, that's actually how I found you guys.
Oh.
Because I haven't read it. I got the, I do a lot of driving
mm-hmm.
in my job. And rather than listening to a bunch of crap on the radio, I like to listen to something that's worthwhile.
Great.
And I had been researching some things regarding liberty and found this book, The Market for Liberty, and I couldn't find a hard copy anywhere, but I found a place at Free Keen that had a free download of an MP3, and I believe it may have been your voice on that. Was that you?
That is. I did read that book. Now, so you've actually listened to the entire thing?
Yes. Huh. It's been a while.
The idea, yeah, listen again, because the ideas I just shared with you, I got all from that book. So I'm certainly not original on my part.
I didn't remember anything about, like, a reputation.
Maybe they didn't get into detail. Take another listen, because it took me a couple reads to really kind of absorb it. More coming up. Thanks for the call, Ty. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They are yours for free. Head on over to freetalklive.com. In fact, if you go into our podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009, get free archives at freetalklive.com. Now, perhaps you might own or know somebody who does a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Bruce in Florida on the Amp Lines. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to tell a story about the my census experiment or experience and give an idea of how I might handle it next time.
Okay, sure.
So my first original intent was to ignore all the census activity, you know, the email, I threw it away, and eventually, later on last week, we had a visit from our census taker, and my wife was here. I wasn't, and she ignored the, you know, the knock on the door, which is what I, you know, was hoping she'd do.
Mm-hmm.
So the later on in the day, I was outside working on my car. It was after work, and came back and caught me.
Gotcha.
And it wasn't as nice as I watched Ian your video on Freaking, and it didn't go bad, but it wasn't quite as nice as yours. The census taker was a little bit disturbed and a little bit more rude about it than yours. But
were you doing anything?
Yeah, what was happening? What happened?
Did you record it?
No, I didn't record it.
Okay.
But
then it didn't happen.
What happened? It wasn't a big deal. He was an older gentleman. He came up and said, you know, we're trying to get the census taken. I explained to him that I don't participate, and so he started with the why, and I just told him I didn't have an obligation, and then he said, well, it's not a optional thing, and I said, well, it is an optional thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, and so he's like, you know, we kind of went back and forth a little bit, and, you know, I was staying friendly, and then, you know, I said, thanks, bye, and he left. So that was the end of it, so I thought.
Hmm.
But then that was earlier in the week, and then today he came by again, and I guess he brought a supervisor, so
Ooh.
My wife thinks.
So you're going to double team you.
Yeah, but I wasn't home again, so she didn't answer again, and I guess he went to the neighbor and was talking to them, but anyhow, so that's all I've heard since.
Yeah, likely they got your information from your neighbor, and, you know, they may be back or they may not, but they probably have all the information that they're going to get, you know. Already.
Yeah, I wonder when I will be or if I will be seeing them again, because I certainly did not give them any information. However, I didn't talk to my neighbor and tell them anything about what they should or shouldn't say. Not that I can control them. I certainly can't. And not that they really know how many people live in my home either. So anything they would say would be speculation, but not that they really care about accuracy.
Right. I had my first run-in, I guess you could say, with the census guys today. I came home to find the note, you know, that they had come to visit because I hadn't filled it out. And then as I was leaving to come here to the show, I passed a car that I didn't recognize. There was a lady in it, and it looked like she had a piece of paper in her window that said something I caught in my eye. It looked like the Obama symbol, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said something about, United States employee or some federal employee, something like that, and something about. But it looked like a census
worker.
So she was probably coming to see me just as I was leaving. So I'm sure I'll see her this weekend.
Well, the more people can do this, the better. I think it's a great time for folks to try out civil disobedience or non-cooperation. It's an easy way to do it. It's a very low-risk way to do it. I mean, were you nervous at all when you were going about this?
A little bit, but not a whole lot. You know, it's not really a huge deal to me. It's just kind of something I don't feel I'm obligated to do, so I didn't want to do it. That was it.
I feel the same way, and I thank you, Bruce, for the call and the thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. If they could show me my obligation, some sort of proof that I have an obligation to them, I'd be happy to go ahead and answer all of their questions. But I know they can't because I never signed any sort of an agreement. I did not sign a social contract, and I don't believe in that particular fantasy.
You know, I don't. I don't feel any obligation to participate in the census, nor do I feel any obligation not to participate in the census. I don't think my liberty cred is on the line here. I don't think that...
There's no obligation not to, so I'm not sure what you mean by that.
What, right. What cred, Mark?
My cred's good. I work every day on a liberty program. I just, you know, I think that somebody who listens to the show might get the idea that in order to be a good liberty-loving individual, one would have to tell the census worker to take a hike. And I don't think that's necessarily true. It's an opportunity to try some civil disobedience and non-cooperation, yeah, if that's what you want to do. However,
it's not a litmus test or anything like that, no. But
you could as easily give all your information and, you know, tell them to be on their way.
But if you value your privacy and you don't appreciate what the federal government stands for, then I think it makes sense to not participate.
If you value your privacy, you could just as easily say, three people live here. Have a good day.
Then you're giving up information about what is going on in your household. So I think that if you don't like the federal government, and I do not, because they are a violent organization, they hurt people, they kill people around the world, they threaten people, they steal from people, they counterfeit, and they're just generally a naughty, naughty group of men and women. If you feel the same way, then I think participating with them when you are not absolutely forced to by threat of overt threat of violence, I think is completely unnecessary. Why would you want to?
That's not the question. what's wrong with me doing that, participating in the census?
What would be wrong for me would be for me to say, on one hand, I don't like the federal government and I'm not a part of it, and then on the other hand, participate with them. That would seem to be hypocritical.
I don't know.
If they were to threaten me with a gun, then it would be another thing. But in this case, I don't believe they're going to be pulling
guns out. If you just don't want
out.
The hassle of them sending you more letters and coming back or whatever. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that it's not that
big
of a
deal.
That's
right, Mark. It's always easier to go along to get along, and that's why we are where we are, because people just do whatever it is that they say, because they don't want to be hassled.
Well,
even though in the long run they are hassled because they steal money from you and kill people. With your money.
Indeed. So, but as I say, filling out and participating in the census doesn't do anything for liberty. It doesn't not do anything for liberty. That's all.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not going to make a statement about that. But I think that for somebody's personal wellness, I think for somebody's personal consistency and their vision of themselves.
As a matter of conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think from your perspective about who you are and who you intend to be and what you stand for and what you believe in, to violate those beliefs for something as piddly as the census, I think is kind of sad.
Hey, I think you can be just as liberty-minded by telling them 24 Eskimos live at this house.
Well, then you're engaging in fraud. 800-259-9231.
I'm not in any obligation or agreement with this person. Look, if they
that's
make
telling
some kind
a lie.
Of contention,
I think lying is fraud.
Lying is not fraud. If I tell you my hair is blue and you don't believe me, then that's...
All right, well, whatever. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials, or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air
air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam there, and it is looking good. We've got some new lighting up in the studio, and it's still free, so head on over to cam.freetalklive.com. It's actually a great way to listen to the show.
Yeah, it's also a new angle, so we don't see the back of your head
That's right.
For 3 hours.
That's right. So, you can actually see all of the hosts in the studio, our little porcupine don't tread on me flag in the background, and there's Luther waving. So cam.freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room built in the very same page, so you, not only do you get to watch and listen, but you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it costs you all of $0 because it's free at cam.freetalklive.com. However, it is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all of your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls. Andrew is with us in South Carolina on the Amp Lines. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
So, I just heard Gene the Anarchist, I believe his name is, calling about the welfare problem and about how, one of the reasons why people aren't motivated to work is because, you know, kind of like the whole animal thing, like if you're given food, what incentive do you have? Well, I don't know if, Mark, I sent you an email about this, about about Jeffrey Dickstein's talk on the 16th Amendment. And basically, You know, according to the Constitution, there's not supposed to be any direct tax laid on citizens. Like, clear cut, plain and simple, there's no direct tax whatsoever that is, unless it's apportioned, which it's like impossible for that to happen, and that's a legal term, but essentially it's completely illegal for the federal government to tax citizens that way. And in 1894, the federal government levied a tax. In 1895, it was ruled absolutely unconstitutional and completely repealed. Well, in 1909, William Taft was the president, and the federal government was having trouble paying its bills. And just like all of us would have to cut back on our expenses and just, you know, become lean and mean to get the job done, they said, well, forget that. We're just going to sit here and grow and whatever. But Jeffrey points out, and you can feel this at cc2009.us. That CC is for the Continental Congress 2009. It's an amazing talk. And basically he goes on to say that, you know, and he pulls out the Senate record. Like, this is verbatim what William Taft said to people, that I'm paraphrasing here. He said that, hey guys, you know, according to this one court case, I don't remember the exact one. I think it was the railroad one came afterwards. But anyway, Pollock versus something, I think. He said that that we went to levy an income tax, but then the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional because it's a direct tax. So here's what we need to do. We need to pass the 16th Amendment so that says that we can levy direct taxes. And that way, when we pass this next income tax bill through, the Supreme Court has no decision but to judge laws based upon the Constitution. And they will have no choice but to rule in our favor.
Okay.
And so they passed the 16th Amendment. And at that point, that's when we started levying income taxes against people. And then in 1933, they passed the New Deal and got FICA through and all that. So my welfare solution is to repeal the freaking 16th Amendment.
Wow, how are you going to do that?
Altogether, and allow people to keep their hard-earned money that they
labored
for and give them their money back.
I love the idea.
That's
how are you going to accomplish
program.
It?
Yeah, I mean, repealing an amendment is the same as you know, passing an amendment. So you need, what, three-quarters of the
Jeffrey
state?
Brings up, or Jeffrey Dickstein brings up a really good point that when you consider you know, you have to ask the question, was this ever ratified in the first place by 3/4 of the House? And what he goes on to show is that, indeed, 36 states did ratify it, but because of bicameralism and the idea that both bills have to be exactly the same to the letter.
Sure. There's a lot of interesting.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff out there. Hang on a second, Andrew. There's a lot of information out there about how the 16th Amendment is illegitimate, et cetera. But try convincing one of the robed men that.
Okay, well, in the first place, if it wasn't ratified, which he goes on to show that he went and got approved, sealed, signed, and delivered documents from all 50 states, and four of them show that they made alterations when they signed it. So theoretically, four of them were annulled, which means 3/4 of the House are not able, you know, it wasn't enough of a vote in the first place. It should have been completely null.
Yeah,
and,
theoretically,
so
but really.
And then, well, you know what? We can sit here and have a defeatist attitude, but I'll tell you this.
Defeatist?
In April this
I'm
year,
just being realistic.
Hold on a second. And sure. Well, here's the thing. You know, in April, I think they got – I mean, he's been going back and forth to the Supreme Court. Now he's in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And what he said is – and he just gives an example of a different case. But he said, you know, this is so important. And we were in the Supreme Court. And when we turned around and looked in the courtroom, there were 40 people sitting there, not 100, not 100,000, not a million. He said, nobody's come out here to pack the house for this type of stuff. And I think that if we just got behind a guy like this, I think this is one of the best ways you could possibly fight. Is
so who is
going
this guy?
Through the court system. Jeffrey Dickstein.
Jeffrey Dickstein. Do we meet this?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he was at Liberty Forum.
He came out to the
Liberty
Forum.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, I did. I did get a chance to meet with him, and he was a very nice guy. And I didn't realize that's what he was doing with his time. And I think that's great. And good luck to him. So he's basically trying to get the courts to overturn the 16th Amendment.
Absolutely. And you know what? And he tells you in that video. Please go there and check it out. I mean,
it's
kind of long, but
where is it?
And what he says is that, you know, here's exactly what we want. And he says it exactly. I don't have his exact words, but he says, well, you need to write your congressman and say this is what we want. And I think if enough people did that and if enough people
I'm sorry. I don't think so. But
you
know, I wish you the best of luck, and let us know how it goes, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. You know, I don't mean to sound defeatist on this one, but people have tried writing their congressman about a number of things, and they don't really care what you think.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's a waste of time. I don't care if I am defeatist about it. I'm just trying to be realistic. It can be technically an illegitimate amendment to the Constitution all it wants to be, but the men with guns will still come to my house and rob my person and my property if I don't pay them.
Well, I think that if you have a lawyer skilled enough, as Mr. Dickstein is, prosecuting the case in court, like, that's an entirely different story. Writing your Congress critter, I agree, is a largely ineffective act. I still do it now and then, probably actually more than once a week. I'm sure I do it.
Yeah.
But
you use Downsize DC, you mean?
That's the same thing, right? Yeah. I mean, I do it through them.
I also feel that the argument, if we would all just blah, 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 is pretty pointless because, well, if we all just, loved me, Luther, then the world would be a marvelous place.
Who doesn't?
Some people don't.
Well, if
some
we all... Right, well, I agree with you that if we all did X, well, yeah, that would be great if we all would do whatever it is that...
But
we
don't all do X.
Right, and even within the Liberty Movement, there are significant disagreements as to how to approach different things, and we just talked to quite an extent last night about the Topless Tuesdays and all the controversy just within our own movement about that event. Sorry, I don't have any faith or belief that the federal government is in any way going to respond in a pro-liberty fashion to the idea of abolishing the income tax. I don't care how many people call. We've seen that when supermajorities of people are calling these Congress people, they don't care. Take a look at the bailouts.
The health care.
The healthcare thing, right. You can go down this list of different things that people have called and called and called and called and written and, come into the office and spoken to them and, done all these things. And they just go about doing whatever it is they want to do. So maybe Dickstein will be able to win this in front of the rogue men. And if so, great.
Yeah,
I'll send him some money. Okay, I'll send him some money if he can actually overturn the 16th Amendment. But I'm not going to keep my fingers crossed on it. There's more coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You enjoy all the features there. They're free, so take it. Enjoy freetalklive.com. But if you want to support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if that's worth $3 a month, if it's worth $3 a month for the idea of getting freedom-oriented ideas into more ears that have never heard them around the world, then head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll actually get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. We would appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to David in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I was going to speak on about Topless Tuesday.
Yeah, this is an event that is happening here now on a weekly basis. It's happened the past couple weeks here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we base this program. The folks are going down to the center of town during the 420 celebrations. Apparently it started early this week, though, and I guess some middle school kids came by and saw some boobies, and that upset some people. But the Topless Tuesdays are intended to continue as long as it's warm here in New Hampshire. So as far as I can tell, they're just getting started. And the controversy is also starting to heat up as well with a newspaper article published this week. I did go ahead and post that last night at freekeen.com. So if you haven't taken a look at it yet, it is there. Also, a picture of the topless folks on Tuesday is there as well. And people were asking, well, why is it edited? Well, it was sent to me like that. It was sent to me like that. I did not edit that picture. That's the only... Yeah, it's the only one
even,
that...
Even the men's nipples were censored.
I thought that was kind of funny that all the nipples were censored, and I figure if it's going to be censored, you might as well be fair about it. So, well, David, your thoughts on it?
I was just... I'm 100% behind it.
No, wait a minute.
I'll
Are you a New Hampshire
that.
Native?
Huh?
Are you a New Hampshire native?
No.
Where are you from?
I've been here for about... actually, it's, I'm almost becoming a native because it's like 15 years or something.
15 years.
But
so
I came from I came from Boston.
So you are pre-Free State Project. You did not
Pretty
move
much,
here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
So because if you read the comments on the newspaper article about Topless Tuesdays, they it's the usual vitriolic, angry, mean people that want to come in and make it sound like everybody hates the liberty activists. And in fact, in point of fact, the ladies that were bearing their breasts are not liberty activists.
Are they nice-looking?
One of them is connected to us.
I guess that's subjective.
One of them kind of hangs out with us, and she was arrested recently with
us. All of them were hanging out that day.
But yeah, well, right. But when I say with us, the primary element in this topless event is not liberty activists. There were a couple of liberty activists that were in that photo, but they were both men. And so the majority of the people that are participating in both the 420 celebrations, in fact, the super majority of the people, I would say well over 75% of the people participating. And Luther, you've been out at the 420s recently. You would agree, right? I mean, it's a super majority, just average folks, keen townies, people that have lived here their whole lives. And they are not necessarily the implants, if you will, from the Free State Project. So it's good to hear from somebody else that's around here, David, that has an appreciation for this. Why do you support it?
Basically, I like the less clothes on a girl, the better, maybe.
Well, how about equality? How about that men and women should both be able to walk around without their tops?
Well, that too, yeah. In Vermont, I mean, they have, like, naked people walking around in volleyball sometimes, so.
That's true. Didn't they ban that, though?
For one season.
Oh, then it expired, the ban did?
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, it did.
They have marches in Maine. I know Portland and Farmington have done it.
Full nude, you mean?
No, just topless.
I see. In Broward, it's full nude.
Oh, well, what am I doing in Keene?
I don't know that it's that great. I mean, it's not like the hot girls are running around naked. I mean, you know.
So anything else you want to share tonight, David?
I think it's cool, Mark. And I like what you guys do, and thanks.
Thanks, David. Glad you're out there. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, I want to read a poem. I just pulled this up here. Since we're talking about Topless Tuesdays, it's a perfect excuse to read this. It's one of the posts on the story of the local newspaper here about Topless Tuesdays, one of the angry, and I might point out also anonymous posters. All of the people that are vitriolic and hateful and angry towards the liberty activists around here, they always post anonymously.
Yeah, that's because it's fewer of them than they'd like to say, and they use and this way it makes them look like more, and people would know who they are. And the fact is, it's my firm belief that the vast majority of them are just Democratic Party activists who realize that a smaller government plays more into the hands of the Republicans on a state level than it does to the Democrats, and they see their power being shaken by activists coming in and being active in the community.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that on one hand, you mentioned, I'll get to the poem in a moment, but you mentioned the Democratic activists. Just this week, a couple of Free Staters attempted to attend a Democratic Party meeting here in Keene.
One of whom is actually registered as a Democrat,
at least one. I don't know if both of them are or not. I don't have the details. And I don't have a lot of the detail on what transpired. But they attempted to attend this meeting, which was supposedly open to all registered Democrats. And they were kicked out when they arrived because, for whatever reason, they knew that they were Free Staters. And they were booted out of the meeting explicitly because of this. Now, I find this particularly interesting because on one hand, when this sort of outside-the-system activism stuff happens, the 420 celebrations, the topless, whatever it is that we're doing that's not necessarily working within the system, the big complaint from people is, you guys need to work within the system. Why don't you just go and contact your representatives? Run for office. You need to run for office, work within the system, and we hear it over and over again. So what happens? Andrew Carroll, who's going to run for office this year as a Democrat, now he's going to also be an anarchist as well at the same time, but he's running for office, going to run a political campaign, work within the system. He shows up to participate in the system because the political parties are part of the system. Inherently, working within a political party is required in order to work within the system. So he shows up, and his friends show up to this Democratic Party meeting, and they're kicked out because they're Free Staters. So you can't have it both ways. Do you want the Free Staters to work within the system? If so, then you need to allow them to come in and work within the system. Or do you not want that? Because they're sending mixed messages here. Whatever it is that we do, they don't want it. Really, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised it coming from the Democratic Party.
Who knows what the Republicans would do?
I can tell you, I've been to Republican meetings in town. It's never been a problem.
Okay.
One of them was they brought in some sheriff who was big on kicking out illegal aliens, and I definitely expressed my opinion on
that. Good for you.
But there are the Free Staters that are as a matter of fact, one that's elected as a Democrat and one who's running as a Democrat. So Free Staters can make it into the Democratic Party in other places in the state. It's okay. Just not here.
They didn't know, probably. They may not have known. They knew, apparently, who these guys were.
I think that it has more to do with the level of activism that goes on.
There is a lot more that goes on out here, that much is for sure. Okay, so here's a poem that was written by one of the anti-liberty activist people. I just wanted to share it with you. Now they'll take it off, it seems, referencing the topless Tuesdays. It's only just halfway. A new protest, another outrage, each and every day. Free Staters want an easy ride, but resistance just grows stronger. Did you move here because you wanted an easy ride?
Absolutely not. Responsibility comes with freedom.
This would be a cakewalk, though, is what you thought when you came here, right?
Absolutely not.
Well, they want to paint Free Staters as people wanting something for free.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's a free lunch project.
Yeah, but that's the Democratic Party.
But resistance just grows stronger, and before too long, the people here just won't take it any longer.
And what are they going to do?
People will only stand so much, and then it has to end. Before too long, they'll stand against those ones who would offend. Outrage will grow. Laws will change because of the disdain.
And we'll not follow them.
And those who would upset this town might find themselves restrained. I asked, how does one upset a town exactly? Legal fiction. Can they get upset? Do they have feelings?
You know, I think that to what this person's saying, there's likely some truth. Because if you look at these historical examples, and I've been kind of interested in this, is what will happen is the people will become radicalized on both sides. Some people will say, this is an outrage and it must stop. Other people will say, you're outrageous and you've got to stop.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you take a position that is going to polarize people, and it's inevitable. Look, two more stanzas here, or paragraphs. They may then learn to show respect to those they live beside, and if they don't, they just might want to find a place to hide. Is that a veiled threat? Because if it goes on the way it has, outcasts they will be, pushed away, despised and shunned by their community.
Hey, I respect my neighbors, and they love me. We have a good relationship going. I don't know who this person's talking to.
I've been to lots of businesses, told them that I'm a Free State Project member. None of them have ever even considered turning my money away. It's absolutely ludicrous, this old cranky person. And
We're back tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. See you then.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.